ceremonies honouring the resistance, forcibly conscripted soldiers and Holocaust victims took place across the country this weekend, with special significance as 2025 marks 80 years since the end of World War II. 20 European countries, including Luxembourg, have called on the EU to coordinate deportations to Afghanistan. Last year, over 22,000 Afghans across the EU received deportation orders, but only 435 were actually returned. Four people go on trial in Luxembourg City today, accused of murdering a Luxembourg resident in Portugal. They're alleged to have poisoned him by mixing pesticide into his drinks. The trial is expected to last all week. In international news, Israel says it will restore the Gaza ceasefire, but is warning of decisive responses to violations. Sunday's airstrikes, which killed 14 Palestinians, followed alleged Hamas attacks on Israeli soldiers. And the Louvre in Paris closed yesterday after chainsaw-wielding robbers broke in and stole jewellery. The thieves arrived on a scooter and used a goods lift to reach their target and made off with items of as yet unknown value. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's a rainy and cloudy day. Temperatures in the morning will be slightly warmer than yesterday, 10 to 12 degrees, rising to 16 degrees in the afternoon.